Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, and welcome back to Healthy Boundaries, Protect Your Peace. I'm so glad you're joining me again on this journey to create a life filled with intentional boundaries and unshakable inner peace. Ever feel like your emotions are running the show? You know that feeling when anger flares up unexpectedly, or sadness creeps in like a fog, leaving you feeling lost and overwhelmed? Today, we're diving deep into the world of emotions, understanding them, managing them, and ultimately, using them to fuel our lives instead of letting them control us. Because let's face it, life throws curveballs. It's filled with triumphs and heartbreaks, moments of pure joy, and those days when you just want to curl up in a blanket fort and eat all the ice cream. And navigating through it all requires emotional intelligence, knowing ourselves, recognizing our triggers, and developing healthy coping mechanisms. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that will empower you to become the master of your own emotional landscape. 1. Name it to tame it. Ever heard the saying, "What you resist persists"? Well, emotions are no different. When we try to suppress or ignore them, they tend to fester and grow stronger. Instead, practice mindfulness, acknowledge those feelings, give them a name, and simply observe them without judgment. Are you feeling anxious, frustrated, grateful? By putting words to your emotions, you take away their power and create space for clarity. 2. Triggers. Your emotional map. We all have things that set us off, a certain word, a particular situation, even the smell of burnt popcorn. Recognizing your personal triggers is crucial because it allows you to anticipate those emotional landmines and develop strategies to navigate them. Maybe it's learning to communicate assertively in tense situations, practicing deep breathing exercises when stress hits, or simply removing yourself from emotionally charged environments when necessary. 3. Self-care. Your emotional recharge. Just like a phone needs charging, our emotions need replenishing. Engaging in activities that nurture your well-being is essential. Think taking a walk in nature, listening to uplifting music, spending time with loved ones, pursuing hobbies that bring you joy, or even just indulging in a good old-fashioned bubble bath. 4. Emotional regulation. Finding your balance. Think of your emotions like waves on the ocean. Sometimes they're gentle ripples, and other times they crash down with immense force. The key is learning to ride those waves without getting swept away. Techniques like deep breathing, meditation, or progressive muscle relaxation can help you calm the storm within and regain a sense of balance. 5. Seek support. You're not alone. We're all human, and sometimes we need a little extra support. Don't be afraid to reach out to trusted friends, family members, or even a therapist if you're struggling to manage your emotions. Sharing your feelings with others can provide valuable perspective, encouragement, and a sense of connection. Now, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, a busy mom juggling work, kids, and household responsibilities. She's constantly feeling overwhelmed, snapping at her loved ones, and struggling to find time for herself. Then, she starts implementing some of these strategies, naming her emotions, recognizing her triggers, like traffic jams or late-night deadlines, practicing self-care with a weekly yoga class, and seeking support from her friends. Slowly but surely, Sarah begins to feel more in control of her emotions, leading to happier relationships and a calmer, more balanced life. Isn't it amazing how understanding and managing our emotions can transform our lives? It's not about suppressing or denying our feelings, but rather about learning to acknowledge them, understand their messages, and ultimately use them to guide us towards a more fulfilling and authentic existence. Remember, your emotional well-being is a priority, a journey worth investing in. Take these insights to heart, start implementing them today, and watch as you create a life filled with greater peace, purpose, and joy. And before you go, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on this episode, your own experiences with emotional management, or any questions you have about boundaries. Leave a comment below or connect with me on social media. Let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, remember to protect your peace and live life on your own terms.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.